This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. The Walton Family Foundation recently announced that it would invest $20 million to protect the Colorado River. Environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart Severy has been reporting on the issue. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Kristen.
Elizabeth, this foundation was started by Sam Walton, who also founded Walmart. Why are they investing this money in the Colorado River Basin?
Well, the Walton family really enjoys the outdoors. They spend a lot of time rafting and fishing and enjoying recreation that the Colorado River provides. But the Colorado River is also critical beyond recreation. It's the primary water source for most of Southwest America, and it's facing some serious challenges. So these grants are to a variety of organizations that aim to protect the river.
Protect the river from what?
Well, I asked Ted Kowalski, who's heading up this initiative for the Walton Family Foundation. He also used to work for the Colorado Water Conservation Board. I asked him that very question.
What we're protecting the river from is a catastrophic crisis.
So part of that crisis comes from the fact that the two biggest reservoirs that provide a reliable source of water across the arid west, Lake Powell and Lake Mead, are really low even in non-drought years. And on top of that, Kowalski tells me that the Colorado River is over-allocated.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that the amount of water allocated or promised through water rights is more than actually exists in the river. So there are seven states that depend on the Colorado River, also the country of Mexico, and a compact agreement signed in 1922 and a treaty with Mexico and some other deals regarding tributaries promised 18 million acre feet of water from the river to various parties. But in the last 17 years, we've had less than 13 acre feet actually in the river.
So where is this $20 million headed?
Well, in addition to protecting, they're working to restore the river because for decades, the Colorado River hadn't reached the sea. It dried up before even touching the delta. But a major effort from an agreement between the U.S. and Mexico brought a big release of water from reservoirs and a pulse flow into the river delta in 2014. The Walton Family Foundation would like to see that happen again. That agreement with Mexico expires in 2017, so some of the money will go toward efforts to renegotiate with Mexico and continue to try to restore the river where it's dried up. And then the protection work is focused primarily on conservation. So they're working on programs that encourage people to use less water through a market-based approach. So they could switch out some of the crops that take a lot of water into crops that don't use as much, or they could let fields go fallow for a season. The idea is that then people who are making choices about conservation would be compensated for those efforts.
Is $20 million enough to make this happen?
No, but it is a start. And Kowalski says the Walton Family Foundation plans to donate over $100 million by 2020. And then they have longer-term goals as well.
Okay, thanks, Elizabeth.
You're welcome, Kristen.
That's environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart Severy. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.